This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Speaking about starting off 2-0, what about Dillard? The Panthers have done a tremendous job. They hit the ground running in the Broward Showcase game on their beautiful new turf at the field. We had their principal on our BCAA show today, and he talked just so many positives. Again, about the football program and about our next guest, who is the head coach at Dillard, Coach Demetrius Mincy, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks so much for being on hold with us, and I appreciate what you guys have done over the last couple of years. But I guess it's all coming to a point now where everything's kind of coming together for you.
Absolutely. What's up, buddy? Appreciate you having me on. I would say everything is coming along. I like where we are right now.
Yeah. I mean, two huge wins to start the year off. Dr. Phillips in the classic that didn't start till after 10 at night. And you guys came out and you ran the course. You shut them out 39-0. And then last week against Stranahan, certainly in the same type of fashion. I mean, this is a really good football program. And you knew that coming in, especially the way that you finished last year and having a edge on Heritage in the playoff game. But coming up a little bit short, that the players that came back this year kind of bought into what you did. Talk about that, because I think that it left a kind of a sour taste in the mouth of some of those kids coming back the way last year ended, but it certainly kind of sparked you. And especially with the schedule that you have, I mean, this is a year that can end up, further than anybody had ever predicted.
Well, absolutely. I agree. We didn't finish the way we wanted to finish. You know, we was up 14-0. We let it slip away. So the whole offseason, the message has been about finishing. Attention to detail, small things. I'm super excited about the defense because we returned 8 out of 11 starters. So there's a lot of experience on that side of the ball. Starting with, my son, Division Mitchell Jr., the linebacker. He's been on varsity for 4 years. Jamar Marquez. Kenny Brown, he's right now leading the county interception with 3, 1 return for interception for touchdown. You also have Amari Brutus, who's been playing amazing, number 6. Dakari Brown, the defensive tackle. Zarte Demery, the defensive end, number 22. These guys are experienced. They don't point fingers. They build each other up. So I'm super excited about that. On the offensive side of the ball, my 4-star, Anthony Jennings. But it starts with my leader, Jaden Chico, my quarterback. He has a lot of experience. Right now, he's leading the guys the way I want him to do it. We've been playing with, like you said, weather delays and lightning, so we had to sit out for a while. He's been keeping the guys going and motivated, so I'm excited about that. Him, where he can take us there, how far we can go. We're going to go as far as he take us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's going to be far because Jaden, as you know, great student, over a 5.0 in the classroom. Certainly somebody that's going to go somewhere academic-wise after he's finished playing, you know, here in high school. But having that leadership, and you kind of skirted over your son, who I think is really, really good. He's going to FIU. I think, and I've said it before, I think FIU stole him because this is a kid who's a student of the game, as you mentioned, four-year varsity performer, gets it done in the classroom, gets it done, obviously, on the football field. Talk about his contribution and his leadership to this team, because sometimes a coach's son gets a lot of pressure because, you know, dad expects a lot out of him. But in your son, he kind of delivers on and off the football field, makes you proud dad, not just on the football field, but also in the classroom.
Oh, he's all right. He's all right.
You're so funny.
Just teasing. I'm teasing around. No, honestly, he's been working hard. Like I said, he's been on varsity for 4 years. He understands what it takes to get there. From Little League, he was always one of the guys. He understands, like, bringing the state championship to Duluth, what it means for him, what it means to the community. That's one thing he always talks about. He wanted to be the best. So I just told him, you know, this your senior year. No regrets. Whatever holes you had in your game, whatever question marks they may have, let's go out and prove it. So he playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
Each and every week he go out and practice, he's paying attention to the small things. Something so simple as the running back stepping up when he sees a jet sweep coming. The gaps, he want to make sure everybody lined up right. He's becoming more of a vocal leader this year, taking on a bigger role. So, I mean, he's doing pretty good.
All right. And obviously, before we let you go, your administration and had a opportunity to have your principal today at BCA, have a segment with him today. And he talked about this program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I mean, he talked about how these kids have bought in and, you know, how they get it done in the classroom. And you know, and they're not just football players, but they're student athletes. How important is that to hear from, you know, your principal that he admires what you guys are doing, you know, not just on the football field, but also in the classroom?
Well, I love, you know, what's going on right now under this administration. They have an open door policy. About anything, I can come in and talk to them about anything from class changes, just about anything they're open to having a conversation about. And you can see all the new things that's going on that's dealing with the turf field and with the new basketball court. So we got administration that's leading, pushing the students in the right way. I'm loving that. My principal, he's been backing me from the first time he got in to now. So I'm loving the direction we're going in.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, and hosting all those games there for the Broward Showcase. And I know that the Corner Canyon Utah team played there, and I was on their sideline when they were playing West Broward, and their principal and their athletic director were over the moon with the with your new facility and, you know, just the way they were treated by, you know, the BCAA and the community. Yeah, that field is really nice. I mean, you guys are breaking it in at the right time. You have another home game this week against Northeast, which will be on Friday at 7 o'clock, which should be an interesting game. But and the schedule kind of like plays in your favor. You got Boyd Anderson on the road. You got Miramar, Riviera Bunch beat Suncoast, which is a district game. Obviously, Dr. Garcia, who is another good team, Coach Byron, Coach Walker, Brandon Walker coaches that team. And then Boynton Beach, Deerfield, you also have Blanche Ely in there. Obviously, I know it's a one game at a time, but certainly this week against Northeast and then Boyd Anderson. And again, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on everything that's happened so far. Going to have to get your son on this show in a couple of weeks because I think he's a special young man for what he's been able to do. And like you said, playing 4 years at the varsity level is not easy, and he's done a great job. Best of luck this week, and again, thanks so much for coming on with us, and certainly I just want to let you know that all the kids that we deal with your program are first class and extremely well-behaved.
Appreciate that, and I just want to give a shout-out to our fan base and our parents. I believe we got the best, and my defensive coordinator, Otis Reagan, and I'm telling you, keep your eyes on number one, Christopher Tillman. Number four, Tyofi Clay. Number seven, Anthony Carey. Those guys are going to give you a show this season.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Have a good one.
You too, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Good stuff. Coach Demetrius Mincy, head coach at Dillard. They're undefeated. I kind of think they're going to stay that way. I know that there's some teams on their schedule, but they have a good shot to be 10-0. And certainly one of the best in the state in Class 4A. Remember, they rattled a little bit of the chains over at American Heritage in the playoffs last year. In fact, they had the lead in third quarter of the game. But glad that you stuck with us on this Wednesday evening. We'll be back in the saddle Monday evening again. Can't thank enough for Trevor for what you do for the show. Appreciate you. Don't forget. Missed anything, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. Thanks so much to Corey Bender, Kevin Burrell, Adam Lichtenstein, Chris Nee, Coach Patrick Burrows, and Coach Demetrius Mincy, and we'll see you next Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.